Welcome to The Juice Today, an audio edition of The Juice that lets educators and parents stay informed about what their students are reading. To order The Juice for your classroom or family, visit us at thejuicelearning.com.
Hey, listeners. It's election day here in the U.S.
Big day.
It is a big day.
Yeah.
And, you know, while all the adults are out there, you know, doing their civic duty and heading to the polls, the kids are, learning about elections in their own way, too.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Through apps like The Juice.
Right.
So we're going to take kind of a deep dive today into what the kids are learning about.
That's a great idea.
Yeah.
You know, kind of bridge that gap between what they're seeing in the real world and what they're learning about.
Exactly.
So why don't we jump right in?
Yeah.
The first story kind of takes us right into the heart of election night,
So the AP.
The Associated Press.
The AP.
That's where everybody goes for the results, right?
Right. But I was reading that they've been calling election winners for over 175 years.
Wow, that's a legacy.
It's incredible.
And they have like this massive operation.
Yeah.
Like 5,000 people.
5,000 people.
Tracking results in almost 7,000 races around the country.
It's unbelievable. It's like they're the ones that everyone looks to to say, okay, this is official.
Right, right.
This is who won.
It is. It's a huge responsibility. And their accuracy rate is like 99.9%.
Ooh, wow.
Which is incredible.
Yeah.
So they take it very seriously.
Yeah. That's a lot of pressure.
It is.
But I mean, how do they do that?
Oh.
Like, what makes them so accurate?
It's a really fascinating process. They use a combination of things.
Yeah.
They have, you know, sophisticated algorithms, statistical models, all that kind of stuff. But then they also have, you know, on the ground reporting with a vast network of stringers. So it's a really interesting blend of technology and human expertise.
I mean, it really is like a, you know, election detective work going on.
Yeah.
Piecing it all together.
So as parents and teachers, you know, how do we, you know, teach our kids to...
That's a great question.
Yeah, how to figure out what's what.
Well, it all comes down to media literacy.
Okay.
You know, helping kids develop that critical eye.
You know, so next time your child asks you about the election results, it's a great opportunity to talk to them about, you know, what makes a source credible.
Right.
How to spot bias and all of that.
Exactly.
Really think about it.
Yeah.
Critically.
Yeah. So we've seen how the elections are happening here on Earth. But what about beyond our atmosphere?
Oh, I like this one.
Yeah, the second story is about astronauts voting from space.
That's right.
How cool is that?
Even when you're orbiting the planet, you still have your civic duty.
Wow.
Astronauts on the International Space Station, they can cast their ballots in U.S. elections.
No way. How does that even work? Do they have like a special polling booth up there?
No, not quite. It's all electronic.
Oh, wow.
So encrypted ballots are transmitted up to the ISS, the astronauts fill them out, and then they're securely sent back down to Earth to be counted.
Wow. So they really are going the extra mile to make sure that every vote counts.
Exactly.
That's incredible.
It really speaks to the value that we place on participation, right? Even in the most extraordinary circumstances.
It's like the ultimate absentee ballot.
It is.
Wow.
It's amazing. And you can imagine the conversations that this will spark with kids.
Oh, yeah.
It's a chance to talk about, you know, how valuable each vote is,
right,
how far we go to make sure everybody's voice is heard, and the role that technology plays in all of this.
It's true.
Yeah.
You know, I was reading that one astronaut, you know, he voted from space, and he was saying it was like a powerful reminder of his connection to Earth and his responsibility as a citizen.
That's beautiful.
It is.
It really is. And it really is a testament to the power of democracy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not just about laws and procedures. It's about people and their connection to society.
Yeah. And speaking of connection to community.
Okay.
Our next story brings us back down to Earth.
Okay.
To something called ballot measures.
All right.
Which is a way for citizens to directly influence laws in their states.
That's direct democracy.
Yeah.
In action.
And this year we're talking about 146 proposals.
146.
Across 41 states.
Wow.
Covering a whole bunch of different topics.
Huge range.
Yeah, from voting rights and minimum wage to marijuana legalization and reproductive health care.
Yeah, it's a really interesting mix.
It's a lot for these kids to be learning about.
It is.
I mean, that's incredible.
But it's a great opportunity to get them engaged talking about civic responsibility, the power of their voice.
Like shaping their future.
Exactly.
Yeah. So imagine you're at the dinner table and you're talking to your kids like, hey, what do you think about raising the minimum wage?
Right.
Or, you know, legalizing marijuana or protecting voting rights.
It's getting them to think critically about the issues that are going to affect their lives.
Exactly.
It's fantastic.
It really is.
Yeah.
Okay. So now let's get to the main event.
Okay.
The presidential race.
All right.
Between Kamala Harris and Donald Trump.
Yes, the culmination of all those months of campaigning and debates and media frenzy.
Yeah, it's been a wild ride.
It has.
And this story really captures the intensity of it all.
Absolutely.
You know, the polls are all over the place.
Yeah.
And it sounds like we might not even know who controls the House of Representatives for days.
That's right. It's a real cliffhanger.
Yeah, it's a real nail biter. But beyond all that horse race stuff, you know, there's something deeper here.
Yeah.
That's worth talking about with kids.
What's that?
Leadership.
Ah, leadership.
Yeah, what do we look for in our leaders?
That's such a good question.
Yeah.
And what values do they represent? What's their vision for the future?
You know, it's not just about picking a name on a ballot.
Right.
It's about choosing a direction for our country.
Exactly.
And this particular election really highlights, you know, the contrast in leadership styles and priorities.
You know, that's a good point. It's such a fascinating study in contrast.
It is.
And a great way to get kids thinking about, you know,
what kind of leadership they want to see.
Exactly what values resonate with them and what kind of future they envision.
It's about encouraging them to be a part of shaping that future.
Absolutely.
And speaking of shaping the future, let's talk about the candidates' closing messages.
Okay.
Because it's like they're speaking two different languages.
That's true.
Appealing to completely different values and beliefs.
Their final appeals to voters really highlight the deep divisions we have in society.
Mm-hmm. And that's something we need to talk to kids about.
It is.
Yeah.
You know, especially in this really polarized world we're living in.
Yeah. Help them think critically about the messages they're hearing.
Yeah.
Okay. And how to form their own opinions.
And develop that, you know, really strong sense of media literacy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And in contrast to Trump's, you know, doom and gloom.
Right.
Harris offered a message of hope and unity.
Yeah, that was nice to hear.
Yeah.
It was a very different tone.
Yeah, she talked about bringing the country together
after
all this polarization
and
really emphasized the importance of compassion and empathy.
Yeah, and working across those differences that we have.
Yeah, and I think that message resonated with a lot of voters.
I think so, too.
You know, people who are just tired of all the negativity.
Right.
Yeah, so it was a good reminder that even in, you know, a tough election, there's still room for hope.
Right.
You know, we can come together as a nation and work on these challenges.
I love that that message is being shared with kids.
You do.
Through platforms like The Juice.
Yeah.
You know, it's about planting those seeds of hope and inspiring them to build a better future.
Okay, so our final story for today's deep dive takes us into something that might seem kind of boring at first.
Okay.
Electioneering.
Electioneering.
Yeah, but you know, even something as simple as, you know, expressing your political views can become pretty complicated.
It can.
When it comes to making sure we have fair elections.
Mm-hmm.
So electioneering, that's things like wearing, you know, partisan clothing or handing out campaign materials near polling places.
It's a really tricky area.
Yeah. You know, you have the right to free speech.
Of course.
But we also have to protect the integrity of the election.
Right. Make sure voters are comfortable that they're not being pressured or intimidated.
Exactly.
It's about finding that balance between the individual and the collective good.
That there's this, you know, unspoken etiquette guide for election day.
Right.
Yeah, you know, you could be passionate about your candidate.
Right.
But the polling place should be neutral.
Absolutely.
Everyone should feel comfortable voting.
Yeah.
Without being, you know, pressured or intimidated.
That's the goal.
Yeah. And those rules about, you know, what you can wear and what you can hand out.
Right.
They're all about upholding that neutrality.
Mm-hmm.
But it does make you wonder, you know, where do we draw the line?
That's a good question.
What about a pin on your jacket?
Right.
Or a bumper sticker on your car?
It can get really tricky.
Yeah.
And it often comes down to interpretation and, you know, local regulations. Some states have really strict rules. Others are a bit more relaxed.
Yeah. But it's all about, you know, making sure the voting process is free from any kind of influence or coercion.
Exactly.
And, you know, this is another great example of how something so simple can turn into this big legal and ethical question.
It's true.
You know, and it's perfect to talk to kids about.
Yeah.
You know, the nuances of democracy,
mm-hmm.
how we balance these competing rights and interests,
mm-hmm.
and how laws change over time.
Yeah.
To keep up with the times.
Exactly.
It's a powerful message, especially in this day and age of social media.
Absolutely.
You know, everyone's got a platform.
Right.
And that freedom comes with a responsibility.
It does.
And that's a lesson that goes way beyond just voting.
It does.
You know, it's about being a good citizen.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So as we wrap up this part of our deep dive, you know, to these election stories that the kids are reading about.
Right.
It's clear that these stories, you know,
yeah.
they're valuable for everyone, not just the kids.
I agree.
You know, they remind us how complex our democracy is,
mm-hmm.
the challenges that we're facing. And how important it is to talk about these things.
Exactly.
And to figure out how to, you know, make our system better.
Great, more fair, more accessible,
yeah.
and truly representative.
Yeah, I couldn't have said it better myself.
No, thank you.
So as we wait for the election results tonight, let's remember that democracy, you know, it's a process.
It is an ongoing process.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a conversation that never really ends.
That's right.
Thanks for joining us on this Election Day Deep Dive.
My pleasure.
And remember, no matter what happens tonight, the work of democracy continues.
It certainly does.
Thanks for listening to this overview of The Juice Today. Students read these stories at their own reading levels to improve their comprehension, vocabulary, critical thinking, and more. Learn more at thejuicelearning.com.